outside their perimeter.
Are you serious?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with you on The Experience and back for, Wireless Wednesday. Rick Limpert, special edition of the show. Rick's hanging out in New Orleans in the Gulf of Mexico, and we're going to get some of Rick's thoughts on what's going on there, as well as the usual technological advances in the world that Rick's always got for us every week. And Rick, of course, is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. He covers sports technology on a national level, writes a daily tech column for Examiner.com. You can also find Rick featured weekly on CBS Atlanta, as well as Everything Georgia. You can follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, everything we talk about over the course of the next 10 minutes or so, you can find links to on Rick's website, which is ricklimpert.info. Like I said, Rick's actually in the Gulf of Mexico this week, but right now he's in the Big Easy in New Orleans. And what's going on that's so special there in the Big Easy this week, Rick?
I'm working on a few pieces that are going to come out in a few weeks, probably in a few, maybe down the road. But I'm not in the Gulf of Mexico, Mitch, because if I was, I've been eating so much food. If I was in the Gulf of Mexico, I might be sinking at this point.
Well, it's also Masters Week, and the newly updated Masters app is back. And what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we've talked about this app before. I kind of wanted to say one new thing about it. It's been refreshed. Of course, they update it every year. But now it's they have Apple Watch integration and then Android Wear integration for wearables. So the app now will really go with you if you're using an Apple Watch or an Android Wear. As far as on your wrist, you can access most of and all the stuff that this app has. It's a great app. I love it. We talk about it every year, so it's worth mentioning.
All right. Well, since we're talking about the Masters real quick, just get your thoughts. If I said to you, you have the choice of picking the field or you have the choice of picking the big three, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, who are you going with and why?
I like that big three. Those guys are playing so well. The course fits their game, I think, perfectly well, but you probably need to have Brian Katrick on, Mitch. He can dissect that stuff better than I can. But I like those big three.
All right, we got you. We got you on tape saying you think one of the big three is going to win. So we'll address that next week. Wireless Wednesday, Rick Limpert here on The Experience, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick joining us from New Orleans on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, let's talk about some other new fitness devices that are out for spring. And not new, but always new when it comes to the latest Fitbit item.
Yeah, I've been trying a couple of the Fitbits out, Mitch. And again, when you don't use one for a while and you go back, you realize how good the Fitbit platform is. And the Fitbit Blaze now, they're kind of giving Apple Watch a run for their money. And these Fitbit products, they last. They do so many different things. And, you don't even know you have them on after a while. They fit comfortably on your wrist or whatever body part you're wearing them on. So if you're even the older Fitbit products are worth still a look. If you're looking for that, maybe you can get a bargain on them. So a great way to get your spring off fitness-wise with a Fitbit.
I've got the original Fitbit, and I've never used it. It's still in the box. I've actually put some feelers out there on Facebook and on Twitter, and I'm surprised. I've never really gotten any sort of takers on it, and it's been at a discounted price.
You gotta say it's the Mitch Evans autographed Fitbit, and people will be beating down your door.
Yeah, they'll be flocking to me for sure. This next item, Rick, I want to tell you, I'm very interested in. I can't wait to hear you talk about it. It's the Sensorious Smart Sock. And when it comes to socks, I'm very particular about what I'm putting on, on my feet. So you tell me, what makes this smart sock so special?
This is the new frontier kind of for wearables. They're now going to socks. So this has been in the works for a little bit, but really designed for runners because there's no more part of your body that has more pressure signals than your feet. Mm-hmm. So for runners, this has been huge for them. They've been using this for training. This has been used to gauge their performance. It has signals and sensors right in the sock, but it's still wearable. So it acts and feels like a regular sock, and you download the information Bluetooth-wise from the sock into your devices, and it's going to tell you how you're doing as far as your training for running.
Wireless Wednesday here on the Experience and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Limper with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're talking about some of the latest, newest, extremely important, no matter what activity you might be doing out there, to always make sure that you're well hydrated. And this next item is something that may be really something that can help you out.
Yeah, it's been hot here in New Orleans. I've been really making an effort to drink lots and lots of water. So a 24-ounce water bottle, this is called the Hydrate Spark, and it's $55, has a sensor that measures the amount of water you drink, so you can always keep track. Sometimes you forget, I want to drink a couple gallons of water before and after exercise. This will actually track that, make sure you're drinking enough, and then it integrates with your fitness apps like Apple, Fitbit, and Jawbone, so you can put everything in one basket. So drink water, plenty of it as the weather gets warmer. That's great advice.
You know, it's great that it works with your smartphone, whatever, but I mean, if I've got a bottle of water that's 64 ounces, then I know I've drank 64 ounces of water, correct?
Yeah. Mitch, everything's working with our smartphone now. It's almost news when something doesn't work in tandem with your smartphone. So I like this idea, though. There's going to be more of these water bottles, I'm sure, coming out, but a good one here from Hydrate.
All right, something else that sounds fun, and I've always wondered about this. I mean, I'm a guy, you know, when I'm walking, taking a walk or something like that, I like to have some music with me. And, you know, you and I have always talked about, you know, not being able to have those right, earplugs that'll stay in my ear while I'm walking without me having to keep sticking my finger in the ear and pushing it back in. Never really thought about for people who swim and if they wanted to listen to music, how they might be able to do that. And actually now there's a product that allows you to swim without wearing anything in your ears?
Yeah, this is a little attachment onto your goggle. You know, why should runners and walkers have all the fun? A lot of people can't walk and run because of their knees or because of their joints. So what doctors and trainers always recommend is swimming. Swimming's so easy on your body, so why can't swimmers have listen to the same music as they're training, as they're putting in the laps? And this Finis Neptune does that. So it just think of your swimming goggles, and it uses the conduction audio to relay music to the user's ears without the need for earbuds. So I haven't tried it yet. It's gotten some great reviews. I know that there's some famous swimmers maybe trying this out. So for $160, this could be a swimmer's best friend.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little pricey, but again, you're talking about something that's really particular and not, out all over the market. This is an interesting product, and I wonder how it sounds under the water. I mean, that's another thing. Oh, I wonder what it would be like to be able to listen to music when you're, under water. Well, then how does it sound?
I wonder, too, because I wouldn't use it if the music was distorted or didn't sound good, or you couldn't adjust the volume and that type of thing. So, definitely I want to get some more feedback on this. I thought I'd mention it for people that maybe do a lot of swimming and do a lot of laps, especially as we're heading into the summer. This is worth a look.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
Well, since you're down in the Big Easy, we got our App of the Week, and it's New Orleans related, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta is a huge travel market for New Orleans, Mitch, and the people here have made sure I know that, and it really is true. So a couple apps here that will help you get around New Orleans here. Now, there's been always a lot of changes, a lot of changing things in the city. So the Go NOLA app put out by the people here at the Convention and Visitors Group, then there's an official Visitors Guide app also for New Orleans. So these apps deal with history, they deal with things to do. There's calendars that are constantly changing. Just like the city of New Orleans, I mean, there's music being played every night, so different themes, and there's GPS components to these apps as well, too, so we'll have to get lost in the city. So I haven't been in New Orleans in a while, Mitch, and it's very impressive. It's busy. I mean, for a Tuesday night in the beginning of April here, it's been busy all over the place. So a couple apps that help you navigate around New Orleans to make travel easier.
There's certainly people here in the ATL who always harbor resentment and bad feelings towards the folks in New Orleans when it comes to the rivalry between the Falcons and the Saints. The Saints have that Super Bowl title. It's something that Falcons fans are still striving for. But there's no doubt New Orleans is such a great city to visit. And again, talking, 8 hours away from Atlanta as far as driving to it. Have you been to Mother's? I mean, Mother's is my favorite place to go to in New Orleans, whether it's for breakfast, lunch, dinner. I have actually had days and nights in New Orleans, where I've done breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all exclusively at Mother's.
We didn't do that. We just did lunch. Yeah.